We're learning in the second part of Aris HaTorah, Torah Lishma. Rav Kook is teaching us how in every single din, in every single pilpul, in every single svar of Torah, of learning Torah, a Jew is meeting the Or HaAlya and HaMeroimim Mikol Eilu. Is meeting up with the higher light, the infinite light of Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which is lamala, which is higher than all of the Isis and all of the tamim, all of the tagin, the infinite light of Hashem Yisbarach Himself, which is the Ma'or Sheba, the light that's hidden within the Torah. And before we finish the parak, because I saw there were two people that called me up to ask to understand this a little bit more. We were learning last week the Nezi Yisrael, which by the way, Bez Hashem, next Monday. Not this month. A week from Monday, Rav Kluge is going to come at 8 o'clock Monday morning to give Bez Hashem a shiur. So we were learning from the Nezi Yisrael based upon the Ma'or Einayim, the inyan of the Ma'or Sheba, the light that's within Torah. But since this is, I saw that the two people asking very good, and it's something which is going to be part of what we're going to be talking about throughout this sefer. So just to help us a little bit move along to be ready for Siv, for the next Siv, Siv Dalet Hei, the end of the parak, a tiny piece from the Nesivah Shalom. The Nesivah Shalom, the son of Rabbi Schussi Aleinu. Everybody knows. Many of you have learned this svarim for many years, that the trademark of the Nesivah Shalom and all Slonim Chassidus is Pashtus, simple and clear. And I wanted to just learn with you a tiny little piece that will help us understand, which I referred these two people to look at this piece, and I said, you know, we should all, Bemises, we should all go over, it'll take a few minutes, just a part of a Torah, in the Nesivah, the first chelik of the Nesivah Shalom, the Mamarim, not on Torah. In the Nesivah Shalom, the first Nesivah Shalom, which is Mamarim in Tefillah and Torah and Chassidus and so on. If you have, I know that most of you have the Nesivah Shalom at home, so if you look there in the eighth Maimer in the section of Torah, you'll see the whole Torah. The Rabbi Schussi Aleinu was explaining here what it means in Avodas Hashem. When it says in Torah, the beginning of Torah that we just are living through now, this time, Vayem Hashem, Vayem Elokim Yehi Or, Vayhi Or. It's Vayem Elokim Yehi Or, Vayhi Or. That Or, that light of the 6 days of creation, the light of Bereishis, which is really what we're talking about. That's what Rav Kook is talking about. The Or HaGonuz, the hidden light that was set aside for the tzaddikim. The world was unworthy of this light, as you know, and it was set aside for the tzaddikim. So we have a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and this is what the Ma'or Einayim is talking about. We're going to see that a little bit from the Ma'or Einayim in a minute. The Kabbalah is that this light of Bereishis, we don't know what that is, that means that light. There are a lot of psukim that describe when Mashiach comes in using that word of light. Rav Kook called all of this svarim iris, everything light. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught us that the light of creation is now hidden in the Torah. That means it's when Chazal told us that it was put away, it was hidden, it doesn't mean like something that you can't ever get to. Just like there's the person has some expensive jewelry hidden in his vault or some money hidden in the safe. It means that the person who has the key or has the code, the password, whatever it is, can get into that. It's not something that you wouldn't want to march around with that jewelry that or to carry around all that money in the wrong place at the wrong time. But to be able to go in to get it, you can get it. And to look at and to have hanah from. So the Baruch Shalom said by creation, every single possible of Torah is speaking to us every minute of our lives. It's not just, the Torah is not a history book telling us, even before there were human beings, what the Baruch Shalom was doing over here. Which all the Mepharshim talk about, like, Babis, what's the Nafkim in it? The Baruch Shalom, how he made the world. We don't understand anyway, Pashas Bereishis. Until it starts to get, we don't understand anything. But, all right, we could relate a little bit when it starts to get to Adam and Chava. Or if you still have your coloring books, you know, and you like to look at the reptiles and the things coming, being created each day, and you get a little bit hasaga we have of the world. But my separations. So in every one of those psukim of creation, there's a hadrocha for each and every one of us of how to create ourselves, and how to create a worthwhile, meaningful life as Abdi Hashem in this world. And the Pasuk Vayom Lakim Yehi Or should be light. The Rebbe explains that this Kabbalah we have from the Baal Shem, that the light is referring to the light that's contained within Torah, and Vayom Lakim Yehi Or means that the world Bechlal is an alma de chsucha, an alma de peruda, an alma de shikra, a world of separation, of falsehood, a world that's dark, alma de chsucha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this alma de chsucha, he gave us one way that we would be able to look at everything in our lives and everything in the world, and to understand what the tachlis is of that time, of that place, of that person, of that thing, of myself. And that is the Or HaTor, that's the light of Torah. Without that light, without that Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, the entire Bria, the Rebbe explains, is Bebechinas Sumer, blind, unable to see. And the whole tachlis of Torah is Hamei La'aris V'Ladar Malah Berachmim, that Hashem, with His great love, gave us a way to be able to look at everything and to see the Tachlis, to see what we're supposed to be doing, to see the Ma'or Shabbat. Last week we were talking about that between a husband and wife, between friends. There's a Ma'or Shabbat, to see the Ma'or Shabbat. When we say in Davening, Hashem Matav Chalkeinu, Manoim Goleinu, Mayofa Yishaseinu, that we have this Torah that the Baruch Shem gave us, and only us, that He gave us the Torah. Yeah. He gave us the eyes to see, which is the connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah, because the end of the Torah is La'enei Kol Yisrael. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu, all the great miracles and things, Asher Moshe, La'enei Kol Yisrael, before the eyes of all Jews. And Moshe means Torah. What does the Torah do, La'enei Kol Yisrael? It's the end of the Torah, right? La'enei Kol Yisrael, the eyes of Yisrael. So then you switch right away to Bereishis on simplest Torah. La'enei Kol Yisrael, Bereishis Bara Elokim, as the Shemaim says. La'enei Kol Yisrael means that because of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, the eyes of a Jew have the ability to see Bereishis Bara Elokim, as the Shemaim says. To see the Ma'or Shabbat, to see the Pnimius, the Tachlis, of everything in life. That's only through Torah Hashem. That's why Yom Elokim Yehi Or, which many times I've mentioned over the years, that Tzaddikim taught us that pasuk should be read as a tchina. Vayomer, that a Jew has to scream out, Elokim, Rebbein Shalom, Yehi Or, I beg you, Yehi Or. Don't just read it like a Maisa Shahaya. Nothing in Torah should be read L'mafreya, like something that once happened. You have to read it now. Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer, Elokim, Rebbein Shalom, I beg of you, Yehi Or. It should be lichtig. Help me to see. And if a person wants it very badly, Vayihi'o, then there's light. And that light means the ability to see through the Torah. That's why the tzaddikim are able to give eitzes and hadrachas, even for things of this world. They saw the Ur Hashem, because of their dreikus Hashem, they saw through the, and their greatness in Torah, they saw through the Torah. They were able to see Misaifar Lamat Saifar. They were able to see it from one end of the world to the other world. They were able to give a person the eitzes in business, the children, and so on. Because the light that's hidden in the Torah sheds light. It enables us to see everything in the world in a different way. In a different way. This is the or that's Gona's Torah. And to access this light, one has to learn Torah in the way that we're learning about in the Eretz Torah, which is what the whole Sefer is about, Eretz Torah. One has to learn Torah Lishma. You're not going to have those eyes. It'll help Torah. Every Torah helps, no question. And we're a billion, trillion times better off than anybody that doesn't have the Torah, even if you're not living Lishma. There's no question. We're connected to Torah's emes, and we try. There's no question. But when a person learns Torah Lishma, he's zarch l'dvarim harbe, that's la'enei kol yisrael, b'reishis b'alakim, as ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz. When a person learns Torah Lishma, as we saw, the Rav Kook brings at the end of Siv Gimel, the person Shabami Karach Isaac B'Tayr Lishma, Sha'isa Shalom B'Pamayi Shamala, B'Pamayi Shamata, which is B'Reshit Elokim Esa Shamayim V'Esa Aris. That means you live in this world and you know what Shamayim wants of you. That's what it means to have eyes. That you're living this world, La'enika Yisrael. The rest of the world, how do they live the rest of the world? Einayim L'Hev Lo Yiru. They have eyes that... They have eyes, v'lo yiru. Einayim l'hem v'lo yiru. But they don't see. Our eyes are the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, l'enei kol Yisrael, v'reishis bar l'kim. When a person learns Torah l'shma, Torah contains within it the Aragonas, then he's able to, what? That, what Rav Kook calls, in every din, in every svar, in every pilpul of Torah, what we learn, you are meeting. That's what he wrote. A person is Pegeshuas or Ha'el Yenim Raimim Kalayla. You're meeting in every din, in every pilpul, in every svar of Torah, you're meeting up with the infinite light of Hashem. That's the Argonis. Now, if you look at what you have, the photos down in front of you from the Nesiva Shalom, he brings a very famous and deep teaching of Arizal from Eitz Chaim. V'yesh b'nyin reishis dvar Hashem hi ur. Sof kol sof, that's the first thing that the Rebbe Shalom said. The first words that were spoken by Hashem were those words, yihi ur. Even though b'reishis is also a mimer of creation, but what we see in Chumash, what the Rebbe Shalom said was v'yomer, the first v'yomer l'kim, where it says b'feish, v'yomer l'kim. The first Vayar Malakim is he or there should be light. V'yesh b'inyin reishis d'var Hashem yihi or shemashmus ha'de'ein kim lebriya b'li ha'or. The first words of the Barak were he or. And the simple meaning of that when we open up Chumash is that that's the beginning of creation. Again, without going through Rashi and Ramban and the Seder of creation. But if the Baruch Shalom chose to say that first, it means it's the Yisoid, it's the foundation of all existence. V'yom l'kim yihi or. Until that time, Toyu, Voyu, Choshech. And V'yom l'kim yihi or. Da'in kim l'briya b'li ha'or. Means that the world, there is no kim to the briya without light. V'shoha'or ha'kodesh hazeh gonuz b'toyra or. And that that light that was contained in those words, Vayom Elokim Yihi Or, that is gonuz, that is hidden in the Torah that's called Or. Ne'er Mitzvah V'Torah Or. When you and I are sitting and learning Torah, we have the ability to access that same or that was first brought into creation by those words, Yihi Or. This is not a nice idea for a drasha. This is the Messias. In Yonam Nesgav, L'malim Yasek Haseinu, the light of creation, that's something that is. L'malim Yasek Haseinu, we know what that means. Dihine Yisame Arizal, the Sefer Kodesh Etzchayim, B'Zelishayim. So Chaim Vital gave us over from the Ari HaKadosh the following. Again, it's a little bit nugget to something in Kabbalah. I mean, a little bit. It's Kabbalah. But the Slonima explains it to us. Hine Yishmatzil v'ne'etzal. There is the Ma'atzil, the Mashpia, Hashem, the source of light. And there's the ne'etzal, and there's the one who receives, creation, the creator and creation, the ma'atzil and the ne'etzal. U'chidugma sha'omer chachmei ha'teva, and the chachmei ha'teva, the scientists, whatever, have said, she'yesh memutza ben doimem v'tzameach. That in every one of the four types or four levels of creation, daimim, inanimate, tzemeach, plants, chai, animals, and medaber, human beings, that those are the four basic levels of creation of this world, that we know from the Chachmei HaTeva that between each level, there's a mimutza, an intermediate or intermediary, a bridge, from which you cross over from one bechina to the next bechina. L'moshel, you have, Ari HaKadosh spoke about, you have the lowest level of creation is doimim, rocks. Yeah? There's something in the ocean, like coral, that's in the ocean, that's a lebedika stone. It's a strange thing. It's a lebedika, it's a living stone. It's a mimutza between daimim and sameach. It crosses, it's the bridge to cross over from that level of inanimate stone to plant. Between Chai and Medaber, Ari HaKadosh says, he brings down from the Kadmainim, it's already really in the Zohar HaKadosh, there's an animal that's called a monkey, a chimpanzee, a monkey. Oh, there are a lot of different kinds of monkeys. But I think the most intelligent one is a chimpanzee, or the most intelligent one I ever spoke to, the chimpanzee. That animal, this is a strange animal, is the mamutza between a chai and a medaber, which is why the kaifrim became part of the reason why they got confused and they thought that a human being emerged from a monkey, chalil. No, it's a mamutza. A mamutza means in between, a crossing over, a transition. But that doesn't mean evolution, chalil. This is an all of creation. Uchadugim shomer chachmei ha'teva sheyesh mamutza ben doimim v'tzameach, ben tzameach v'chai, uben achai v'medaber. V'chein al derech zeh, yesh b'kan ben ha'boreis baruch uben ha'nivra. So Ari HaKadosh says an astonishing thing. The same way that in creation there's a mamutza, there is that in between, that bridge, crossing over from one madrega to the next madrega. So too, there is a mamutza, there's a mamutza crossing over from where? From the boire to the nivra. is a mamutza crossing over from the Boire to the Nivra. Sheesh nitzaitz katan ma'oid, shu b'chines elokus, nimshach mi madrega ha'achroinish v'boire. Of course, it's a very, very big site in Kabbalah, and we're not, that's not for us. But the Nesiv Shalom is explaining, not Nesiv Shalom, the Arizal is saying, that the same way that there's a mamutza between a doimim and a tzamech, between a tzamech and a chai, between a chai and a medaber, there's also a mimutza, in order that there could be a crossing over from the infinite one, from the Boire, from the creator, to the created, to the nivra, from the matzil to the netzal. There's also in between. And what is that? So the Arizal taught that it's a nitzoitz, there's a nitzoitz cotton. All of creation comes from this. The scientists talk about a big bang, and they try to find different ways to describe that memutza between the creator and created. There's a spark, there's something. Kat ma'od, very, 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 very edel, very tiny, very edel, very delicate and small, which is a bechina of elokus, which is godliness. Nimshach mi madrega ha'achroinish v'boire, that comes kivyochel from the final, lowest aspect of the Creator, which we're not masik, of course, God forbid. V'zehu bechinas hanitzoitz, and this spark, it doesn't mean a physical thing like a spark, but this is the way we describe it, because we could relate to that as a spark. This spark, the bechinas hanitzoitz, mislabish. The koyach, that spark is enclosed. The koyach, the aleph I guess stands for the koyach eloki, the koyach eloki nivra, yeah. The koyach el, I think, the koyach eloki. I don't know why they couldn't have already put in the rest of the letters there, but the koyach eloki. Nivra, that spark which is the crossing over from the infinite to the finite, which is a very, very big subject. That spark is the subject of the beginnings of all the writings of the Arizal, what that means, that spark. And that in that spark is mislabesh b'koyach eloki nivra. That means that it's that the physical world, creation itself, has in it kivyachol, the final, lowest level, whatever that means, of Elokus, from the Boire himself. That's the mimutza between the infinite and the finite, between the Boire and the Nivra, between the Matzil and the Netzel, between the Shpi and the Nishpi. And what is that? He says, Shehi neshama daka b'ma'oid ma'oid, hanikus yechid, in a Jew. It's a very, very dakis dechir, very edle mitzias. That's called Yechida. That's what I result to. And I mean, there's much, much more over there. As I said, the whole first chelik of all Kisra is on this Inyan. Ubir hadavar. So the Salam Rebbe explains. Ubir hadavar. Ki hine behechrechu. It must be. Shetia madrega emtsois ben hamatzel v'hanetzal, that there be a madrega emtsois, that there be a bridge, a middle, an in-between madrega, crossing over from the matzel to the netzal. Ki yesh merchak beineihem, because there's a gap, and there's an infinite abyss between the two. And how could it be to give from one to the next, that the light should reach from the Matzil to the Netzal? How could the light cross over if there's an absolute emptiness in between, if there's nothing in between? Imlahayim amutza b'neihem shemachabram, that binds them. V'yeh b'chinas kroiva el hamatzel v'kroiva el hanetzel. That would have some shaychis connection to the matzel, to the boirei, to the source of light, to the creator, and to the netzel, to the created. V'yeh b'chinas zukeser, say that. V'eilon nirmuz b'shem havaya baruch hu. This is called, in the terminology of the Kadmonim, Kesa, the crown, which is on the king's head, but it's not the king's head. It's a mamutza between something else and the king. But the Kesa, ve'inanim is b'shem havaya baruch hu, it's not even in the actual letters of creation, which are the shem havaya baruch hu, yud kei vav kei, klal, rak b'kutza shoyud. It's only the tiny point of the yud. It's not the actual yud, it's the kusash yud, the little thorn of the yud. Which in a Jew we call the pintali yud. The pintali yud, that's what it's called. The spark of a Jew. The kusash yud. Onam hu b'chines emtsoi. That's the emtsoi, the bridge. The geshe, the kesha. Nimtze ki efshar l'koyrei ein seif umatzil. K'mo shu das k'tzas mekubalim. Sh'ha ein seif u'keser. It's not for now to go into, it's not for now, not even for tomorrow, to talk about this inyan of the machloikis mekubalim, of exactly where this keser fit into the seder of creation, beyond or within. It's not for now. V'efshar l'koyrei b'shem netzal. Akolponim, there are those who focus on that quality of Keser as the Matzil, the Creator, and there are those who talk about it from the perspective of the Netzal. And the reason that there can be such discussions is because it's in between and it has a Shaychis to the Matzil and to the Netzal. Those of you who have learned Rabbi Nachman's stories and learned the story of the seven beggars and the story of the city, of the people from the city who heard the birds crying, the whole inyan is on this, is benageya to this. It was close enough to hear the crying, and therefore they would all cry, but they didn't know why. Kivadai ein soiv godel mimenu. Al-Kain, his Hebrew by Chacham, b'muflam chal tidreish, to be careful, to understand there's a mamutza in between, but it's not himself, it's not the Infinite One himself, it's a mamutza in between. Say it. Therefore, don't try to figure out things that are not for you. That's Chazal say, b'muflam chal, don't. But it's a mamutza. Then the Nesiv Shalom continues, and this is all to help us understand everything we're going to be learning in the Iris HaTorah, that's why it's called Iris HaTorah. What is happening when a Jew sits and learns Torah? What's happening when we're learning the Dinim and the Halachis and the Pilpulim and the Rashis and the Rambans and the Sforanis? What's happening in Tosfos and Maharsha and the Kivega? What's happening? The Lula Mistafina, Ev Shaloyma, Alpi Dvarav HaKadosh Ma'am Mufloyim. The Rebbe says, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say, that's a way that tzaddikim would say things they were afraid to say, but they would say them. Shezeh ha'or ein soif, asher nivra b'yom rishon, or l'kusiyas baruch, that light of v'yom lekim hi or, of those words of Hashem saying, the first thing that we see Hashem saying in creation is v'yom lekim hi or, that light of the first day, or Lakusius Baruch, Hu Hamamutsa ben Hamasel v'Netzel. That is the light that the Arizal is talking about, of Hashem Baruch crossing over from the Boire of that bridge that binds together the Boire and the Nivra, the infinite beyond and the finite. Va'achre Shenignaz or Hakadosh Hazeh b'Torah Kadosha. We learn from the Baal Shem Hakadosh. And the Baal Shem was saying comes from the Ari and from the Zohar, that light of creation is hidden where? In the Torah. It's in the Torah. And what we learn? HaTorah Kedoshi Hi HaMemutza Ben HaMatzav HaNetzach. The Torah is the memutza between the Matzil and the Netzach, between the Creator and creation. The Torah is the bridge. That's what Rav Kook is saying. That when you're learning Torah, Poygesh Hu Ha'or Ha'elyon Hamroimim Mikol Eila. That when you learn Torah, you are encountering, you are meeting up with the Or Ha'elyon, which is higher than anything. The Yesh Lema, Da'al Zeh Roimiz Bezer HaKadosh, Kutshebichu Araisev Yisrael Kuluchat, and this is the famous teaching of the Zohar, that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Kuluchat. Va'omru Tzadikim, Ki HaTorah Kedosha, Hivav HaChibur, the Torah, which measured 6 by 6 Amos, right? The Luchas, that Moshe Ben brought down. The Torah is itself a Vav, 6, Vav, which is shaped like a hook, because the purpose of a hook is to join together two things that could have a shaykhis but wouldn't unless you have a hook that holds them together. And that hook that holds together the world above with the world below, the Matzil with the Netzal, the Borei with the Nivra, that is the Vav HaChibur, the Vav that holds together above and below. Ben Hei Ilah HaMatzil, Uben Hei Tata HaNetzal, in Hashem's name. There are two letters, Hei, Yud Kei, and Vav Kei. There's the first Hei, which is Shemayim, which is beyond. And then there's the final Hei, which is enclosed in this world, which is Malchus, which is in this world, the final Hei, the Hei Tata. And in between the Hei Ilah and the Hei Tata, there is a Vav. And the Vav is the hook that binds together the Yud Hei and the Vav Hei. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we say, Shem Yichu Kuchabichu Shchinte, B'yachet Shem Yud Kei B'Vav Kei. All of our Avaida, everything we do in life, is only to bind together, to join together, to hook together the Yud Kei, which is the Alma Diskasya, the hidden world of the beyond, and Vav Kei, which is and this world. That's the Vav Achiva, Ben Hei Lo HaMatzel, Ben Hei Tato HaNetzel. Shehi HaMa'achedes Ben Kutshabich of Yisrael, which enables there to be a yichud between a joining together, a chibur between Hashem and Yisrael. And what is that vav achibur? That's the Torah. Kutshebichu araisa, which is in the middle, v'Yisrael, kuluchad. Kutshebichu and Yisrael can join together because in between them there's that madrega of memutza, of or of ahi or of that first nitzoitz that's from the lowest part of Elokus that stands in between above and below, from which all creation comes. That's araisa, that's the Torah. Kutshebichu araisa v'Yisrael. That's why those who learn a little bit these in Yarm know that Vav is Teferis, and that's the Torah. Mizeshnev v'Torah Kedosha, Ke'api advarim ha'ela, Karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. The bris between Hashem and the Jewish people is ha'pi advarim ha'ela, which means the Torah. Jews who speak about a covenant or a bris without Torah, without Shulchan Aruch, are deluding themselves. It's not, and it has no connection to Hashem. It's just an Indian of this world that they're talking about. The only real connection to Hashem, the only real connection to beyond, is through the Torah, which is Kutshebichu Araisa v'Yisrael. Araisa, which is the Vav, HaChibur, which is the Torah, which is the Or of creation, of El Mekim, Yihi Or. Anybody who thinks that he's able to come to Hashem without Torah, is mistaken. Can't be. So it makes no difference. All of the people who talk about God without Torah, it's not God they're talking about, it's themselves that they're talking about. That's why in the early generations they got right down to business and just built statues and stuff. They didn't waste time. They didn't have to open up expensive churches and mosques, and didn't have to spend so much money. Just get a statue. You just go outside. The sun is free. And you bow down to the sun. Because the idea of it is, we're saying that God is here. Because there's no Torah. Since there's no Torah, there's no access to something before creation. Vayim lekim yihi or. Yihi or, that's what the Arizal is teaching. The or is the ladder. The or is the gesher, is the bridge. If you don't have the bridge, then you could imagine what it's like on the other side. You could make up fairy tales about the other side. And you could build Taj Mahals and Vaticans. There's a lot of money in there. You could make so many yeshivas. You know? You could feed the whole Bnei Brak a million times over. From one room in the Vatican, probably. From the Sheker of the Vatican. So all that talk of God. I mean, you have a Jew that talks about God. But the Jew, there is a little bit of a difference, because he has inside of him a chelik l'ka. So he could have, he has also demyonis, but the demyonis have epis something. Something. He has an nefshel kiss. A guy doesn't have an nefshel kiss. All the diburim of goyim makes no difference if they get, it makes no difference if it's Mother Teresa, if it's Pope John Paul the 15th. All the diburim are diburim of Havel Havala. They're only talking about a human being's imagination of what God is. Which, as I said, in ancient times, they didn't waste time. They got right down to worshipping animals. Some Indians, cows. Because there's no bridge to cross over. But the Torah is the Vav, Achibah, over which we cross. And we come into contact with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in every single Pilpul, and every single Svar, and every single Tosis and Rashi, is mislabesh the or ein sof baruch hu from those first words of Vayomer Elokim yihi or. And therefore, when a person is learning Torah lishma, yizorch l'dvarim harbe, he's oisir sholom b'pamay shlamal b'pamay shlamata. He's able to look at everything in the world, and he's able to understand what is this. So he's able to look at a cow to know that a cow is for supper, or for either fleshies or milchies, whatever you like. But the cow is it's not God. Remember, the goyim understood. The Bnei Esav understood that there needs to be a mamutza, and therefore they made Yoshke into mamutza. You understand? It's not such a thing. It's not a nice thing to talk about Erev Shabbos, or even what's a Shabbos. But they made a mamutza. And they have a word that they use for mamutza between God, between the Father and the Son, Hashem Yachid. They have a lashon for it. No, it's a strange lashon. That far we're not going to go there to mention. It's a modern thing what they talk about. But how were they supposed to describe a human mother carrying God in her womb? That's a very tough thing to do. So they had to with their demyonis, and it wasn't just their demyonis, because they had a long, rich, ancient history of Avodah Zarah, and all of Avodah Zarah is filled with this godmother, with the bearer, the one who bears the child of God. That's not a new thing. They didn't think that up. It was already old Baba Mises by the time Yoshke was already. By the time Yoshke was already buried, that was already an altar miser. was an alta maisa. A mamutza, who's the mamutza? It's hard to even believe that a person could talk about such a thing. So all the diburim about God, well, havel havo. It's all havel havo. All narishkeit. All narishkeit. Whatever truth there is, it's only because of gnevis and gzeilas from Taras Moshe. But it got mixed in with all of the into that cholent of idolatry or avodah zarah and mythology and everything that cholent that they call Christianity is the strangest cholent. That cholent of Christianity. It's the strangest cholent. What it has, if it would say percentage like a regular cholent, you could say it's got. If you're lucky, it's got 10% meat. Let's say if you're lucky. If you're not zayicha. So then it has a little bit less, and it has, if you like it with beans, if you like to have it with everybody likes to have it. The cholent is potatoes. Fine, potatoes. Everybody's calling another favorite. So you have so it says in the 10% this, 12% that. This. So if you take the cholent of Christianity, you see you break it down 5%, 10% this. It's and in time, what is this? She says. That's the bris. Torah, therefore, is a bris. What's a bris? A bris is a makasha, ben shnei karsei bris. A bris means that which holds together the two sides. A covenant. Which, of course, is deeply connected to the ois bris kodesh of a yid. The ois bris kodesh of a yid, which is also the nin of a vav. The ois bris kodesh. Which is the Torah kodesh. Valder zebiyan gam b'nin Shabbos. And in time, of course, that's Shabbos. Which is Shabbos is Yom HaDarayis, is Nishmas HaDarayis, all Shabbos is the day of Torah. Shabbos, the Shabbos Torah Nitna, the Torah was given on Shabbos. What's Shabbos? So Shabbos is Shehi, B'Shabbos Kodesh, B'chinah Zuh, Shemamutza Ben Hamasa V'Hanetzah. Shabbos is in between the Matzel and the Netzel. Shabbos is the Bris. Umrim is B'Pasek, therefore it had to be at the end of creation that there had to be Shabbos. Shamu b'nisal Shabbos, Hulu, and then it says, Bris Olam b'ni uvein b'nisal, I see, I'm going to say Mitzvah in a few hours. That's the Bris. B'ni uvein b'nisal, I see, Olam. That's the ice and time, the Shabbos, between the Bore and the Nivra. That's why all of the Kabbalah Shabbos is a Chasna, it's a Chasna and Kala, that's the Yuchah between the Bore and the Nivra, Eshes Chayel, and so on. That's the yich between the bari and the niv, between the matzal and the netzal. Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. So Shabbos is a time of this world, but it's not a regular time. Therefore, there's a taste of Shabbos. You start Shabbos early and you end Shabbos late. It's time, but it's not exactly time of this world. Time is Shabbos. You have bris v'ha'ois ha'makashim and kutshabich of Yisrael. That's what Shabbos is. B'shoyrish rayin zeh yisa gam b'seif ha-kodesh mo'ray naim b'chukaisai b'zeh ha-losh. It's the mo'ray naim writes in b'chukaisai. Ha-tayra ha-kadosha nikris Elokim. The Torah is called Elokim. Shu'ut simsum, which means simsum. The name Elokim, the name Yukiv Elokim means espashtus, expansiveness. Elokim Torah means tzimtzum. Remember, it enables us to experience Hashem, to connect Hashem. In order for that to happen, the infinite light of Hashem has to be covered and veiled and hidden, which it is in all of the halachas, all the dinim, all the svaras, all the pilpulim of Torah. That's the tzimtzum. That's why if you're not connected, if you're not learning Torah Lishma, and you're not deeply connected to Hashem, all you feel in Torah is tzimtzum. What does that mean? It means that if you ask a person that's not connected to the Baruch Shalom, you ask him, what do you think about Shulchan Aruch? He says, what does Shulchan Aruch mean to him? All Shulchan Aruch means to him is, I can't do this, I can't do that. He only feels tzimtzum. When you speak to a person who's looking at a Yiddish guy from the outside, he looks at it as every din is mitzamtzim. Every single halacha is taking away the light of my own life. That's what a person thinks when he doesn't connect to the Baruch. He thinks that Torah is that the purpose of Torah is to take away light from my life, which is just the opposite. The whole purpose of Torah is to take away choshech from your life. But if a person is not learning Torah lishma, so then all he feels is the name Elokim. All he feels is the tzimtzum. He doesn't feel the spashtas. It's like a person who lives on a bridge. A bridge is not a place you're supposed to live on. You're supposed to cross over. But to live on the bridge, it's not a tzura of a person's life to live on a bridge. The bridge is for crossing over. That, of course, is the terrible tragedy of learning Torah day in, day out, without having a shaychus to the Baruch Hu, which we learn about all the time, all this from the Bilvavi and this and the Kut. Of learning Torah without the Baruch Hu. And the results of that, we know. The results of Torah without Hashem. It means that you just, all day long, you're talking about the bridge, and you're not talking about where the bridge is supposed to take you. So either you get fed up with being on the bridge for a long time without ever getting to the other side, or you don't believe, God forbid, in the other side. What kind of bridge is that? HaTorah Kedosh Nikras Elokim, Shu Tzimtzum Shehashem Yisbarach Tzimtzim Es Atzmo L'Toch HaTorah, that the Infinite One hides himself through this earth that we're talking about, the light of creation, the last level of Elokus, in the Torah. In order that a human being who is finite should be able to have a connection to the one who is infinite. This is
the
Marinai. How could a Jew have a shaykhus? How could he be misdabik to Hashem? How are you supposed to do that? And therefore, a person is built of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. The person himself is Torah. And that's why when a Sefer Torah, God forbid, if it gets burned or something, you take Kriya. A human being is compared to a Sefer Torah, Talmud Chacham especially, and Bali Tipshoi, that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Not like they say in the world that something embodies something. It means it symbolizes. The Amis, the Koyma of a Yid, the 613, the Ramach and the Shasah of a Jew, are the Ramach and Shasah of Mitzvahs Asay, Mitzvahs Lois Asay, the 613 Mitzvahs, Torah. And therefore, Avraham Avinu was able to know from his kidneys this mitzvah, that mitzvah. He was able to keep Kol Torah Kula from himself. It's from that Nekudah Velokus that's Mislabesh in a Jew, which is what? Torah. Which is the Torah that the Malach taught each and every one of us before we even came into the world. Which was the time when we were a mamutza between being what? Between being not in the world and being in the world. It's the time that we spend in our mother's womb. That time is a mamutza. Between being alive and not being alive. That mamutza is in the mother's womb. Right? Where you are alive, but you're not exactly a regular, person. You're that time. So what happens during the time of the mamutza? By the Tishrei Acheleda, during that time of the Tishrei Acheleda, there's a malach. And it's interesting, how does the Gemara describe the Nida? Or a doluk arayisha. There's a light, a candle, shining. What's that candle? What's a candle doing inside? That's why that's all the problems that a woman who's expecting has all kinds of, because there's the ner doluk. What does it mean a ner doluk? There's a candle burning inside of her womb. That light is what light? That's the light of Hayom Elokim Yihyor. That's the Mamutza. Between the Matzal and the Netzal. Between the babies being in Shemayim and the baby coming to earth. Is the 9 months with a candle. And the Malach is teaching Torah. That's the Torah that becomes that's molded into the child of the that is the Ramach and Shesa, the 6713, which is the child, a Jewish child. That candle is the mamut, is the light of Torah. It's inside. Otherwise, why don't you just start to teach the kid? What do you have to have? Why does the Rosh Hashanah have to have a whole yeshiva inside? We have to have the yeshiva in the mother's womb. Start the yeshiva. Afterwards, he starts the yeshiva. But the yeshiva is the crossing over between the yeshiva shamal and the yeshiva shamata. And if we wouldn't mess up the kid, he would be able to live with that light till 120. We're the ones who are blowing it out. But that light is the light of Vayimlekim Yehi Or that the baby has inside the mother's womb. When the baby comes out, that's what the baby was, the Mamutza. Ad Kan L'Shaina. These are the words of the Ma'ainai. V'ahayin Nami Me'ein Ha'omer. V'lachay Re'ech Yizdabek Yehudi V'Hashem L'Kav. How is a Jew supposed to connect to the Infinite One? Ve'ech Shayach Dveikis, and that's a B'matzah. How can there be a Dveikis between the Matzah and the Netzah? How do they come together? Who's the Shadchan? Achayidea, Torah Kedosh, Yashibach Nizamun. So the Torah is the Shadchan. And therefore, he's Bechazal Gemara says, Shiroish Dvar Hashem B'matan Torah. The first thing that Hashem Hashbach said by Matan Torah was Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Anoichi Aleph Nun Chaf Yud, Hunetrikan Ano Nafshi Ksivas Yehovas. Hashem Kivyochel says, I, my soul, I have written in this and given to you. What does it mean? I've written in this and given to you. That's Vayimlekim Hior. That's the last level of Elokus. I have given the infinite myself. I have given. In this Torah, if you want to connect to me, you have to connect to me through this. And that's the luchas that measured vav by vav, six by six. Dan shkivyochol nafshi yisbarach hichnis b'Torah kadosha. Kivyochol Hashem put his soul into the Torah. Kedivei marinai. But there's that you have shows, sheyehud yochol esdabik lo yisbarach b'amtsos ha-Torah kadosha. And now a Jew can connect to the Rebbein Shalom through Torah. V'perish or Torah. What's the meaning of this light of Torah? Koyach ha-nitzaitz ha-kodesh or elokus yizbarach mislabish Torah kodesh. Are we learning from that reason? It's that nitzaitz of elokus that's mislabish in every word of Torah, in every letter, in every trop, in every crown, in every halach, in every svar, in every pilta. Hu'ameyir la'amoli Torah, and it shines brightly for those who toil in the study of Torah. L'shma, not just they want to be able to say some fancy thing over, or to slug up their Rebbe, or to put out some sefer. But mainly had Torah be'emes don Torah l'shma. Vayodim l'chol habriyah miskayemes mikorach or hakadosh hazeh. And from there, to go out to the entire world, that light that it goes out to the entire world. And this is how he continues. We don't have time now to explain, but he goes on to show us that it says that the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, this is that. That Hashem Yisbach enclosed all the mechava in kaisnais or or means garments of skin, leather skin. But in the Sefer Torah Rabbi Meir, it was kaisnais or what with an aleph. It's not talking about a kosher. The thing is, Sefer Torah is not kosher like that. But Rabbi Meir's the Gemara says Rabbi Meir is in the Haroi Shema. His name Meir means light. So we understand that Rabbi Meir's Sefer Torah means that he's teaching us. We're learning that light of creation, Nahiroi, Rabbi Meir, HaMeir La'aretz La'adarmala, that is the Torah, that connects between heaven and earth, is that allows a person to cross over from the ayin of skin, of physical life, to the aleph of the Or Ein Sof, of the aleph of the Infinite One Himself, and in every single ois, in every single letter of Torah, there's mislabesh. In every ayin that we see in the printed, in the written, in the writing in the cloth, and in the asfarim, which is physical, and talking about physical things, whatever the Gemara, whatever you're learning, it looks like an ayin. An ayin means eye, and that's what it seems to our eyes. But the truth is, la'ene koyisal, bereshis bar lakim, is the infinite light of the Aleph of Rabbi Meir Sefer Torah, which is the light of the 6 days of creation, which is the Or HaGanuz of the infinite one himself, that crosses the crossing over between the Matzal and Netzel. Therefore, every letter, every ois, every svar, every pilpul of Torah is an opportunity for a Jew to be, like Rav Kook says, poigesh, right? That he's that even though it looks like Shor Hazeh, Hamatsumsum, just learning Gimel, Ha'or Hazeh, this light, V'yeda Bar, you should know, Shor Hazeh, Hamatsumsum Kol Kach B'Tevus B'Ayis, he's been Minhagim B'Ma'isim B'Dinim B'Pulim B'Svaros, Poigesh Shuas Shor Ha'Elyonim Morim Kol Eila. That in all of this light, when you're learning the Dinim Halach, it looks so Matsumsum, looks so it's talking about small things, but in that light, which is Matsumsum, which is Elokim. You're meeting Har Elyon Amarim Mikalela Umisrachets by your toiveling, you're immersing in that infinite light. Umishtashim Hem Yachad Vorchelom Mismale Ziv Oine Govmi Apgisha Timidis Azoy Shabom Mikarech Isig Betar Lishma Soyse Shalom Bepamay Shalmala Bepamay Shamata. That's what happens when he is learning Tar Lishma. He's Misrachets. He bathes in that light of the infinite one himself. Okay, with those words, we'll all get ready to take our Shabbos baths and to go to the mikveh. Shabbos is that bris, mainly bein b'nei Yisrael, especially Parshas Noach, which the tikkun of the Mabul is that a yid should be misrachitz and orah Torah, that there should only be a Mabul of Torah in Yerushalayim, no other kind of Mabul, and Shabbos Eichah, and Hashem for the Gula Hashem, Amen.